it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, ICE agents detained a man Friday at Philadelphia International who was headed to Kansas City with his husband and mother-in-law to see other family and to go to the Eagles game. KYW's Nigel Thompson has the story.
When Jason Javi saw his husband, Henry Diaz, at the Federal Detention Center on Arch Street Saturday morning, it was the first time he'd seen him since ICE agents detained him at the airport the morning before.
Seeing him in the Federal Detention Center wearing a jumpsuit, I will say, is probably one of the most difficult moments of my life.
The couple was traveling with Jason's mom to Kansas City to see Jason's brother and go to the Eagles game. Instead, when Henry scanned his boarding pass,
there was sort of a strange beep, and a man came and sort of like took Henry by the arm.
Out of line, Henry was surrounded and arrested by ICE agents. Jason says Henry, who's now 38, has lived his entire adult life in the U.S. without a criminal record. The deportation order was issued after he missed a court date as a 17-year-old in the months after he arrived in the U.S. from El Salvador. Now, Jason says the hope is to go in front of a judge and get the order rescinded.
It's people like him that have the strong work ethic, follow the law, that try to do the right thing, that touch everybody, that add to society. It's strange, like, you know, when we're done here, you know, at some point I'm going to go home. Place looks exactly the way we left it with one difference. He's not there.
I'm Nigel Thompson, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And
yeah.
You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.